Brought to you in association with AboveTopSecret.com and NetTalkRadio.co.uk. It's weirder than a bush kangaroo. It's the Conspiracy Hour. And here's your host, Nerky.
G'day, this is Nerky with the Conspiracy Hour. 8 to 9pm Saturday, GMT, nettalkradio.co.uk, also simultaneously being podcasted at abovetopsecret.com. I am your host, Nerky, the token crazy Australian, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, also known as the anus of the world. This is the show, The Conspiracy Hour, where I bring to you the best in the conspiracies of the weird world at large for each week. And this week there's been a hell of a lot of stuff that's been going on in relation to the totalitarian tiptoe segment of the show, so that show is going to get a bit of extended time in the show this week. If you're new to the show, I am Nerky, an Australian dude who came from AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace. Podspace is the space where they post podcasts. And if you don't know what a podcast is, you should probably go out and Google it. Well, I started off at AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace, doing about 100 or so podcasts, and finally was able to score my own radio show at nettalkradio.co.uk. And this is my fourth show for nettalkradio.co.uk, also going to AboveTopSecret.com. Any information and websites that I want to post in relation to topics that I bring up in the show will be posted at blog.myspace.com/Nerky. That's Nerky, N-R-K-Y. If you're trying to figure out who the hell this Nerky guy is, well, I'm a weird Australian dude, and I'm crazy, so you probably shouldn't listen to me unless, of course, you enjoy crazy, in which case, keep listening. But my goal in life is to send enough people in this world crazy so that myself being crazy would seem to be the norm, and that everybody else would be crazy too, so I wouldn't be seen as different. Because I believe that the world is crazy in comparison to normal, so if I go back to what the rest of the world should have been originally, and leave everyone else as crazy, and eventually bring them over to my side of the world, then they'll become what used to be normal all over again, instead of being crazy like everybody else. Now, well, in relation to something that was posted, querying about something in the show last week, someone sent to me in a UTU, the title of Benevolent Heretics' song that I played at the end of the episode is titled Final Moments, which was a beautiful tribute to her mother who passed away quite some time ago. And another comment that somebody posted at AboveTopSecret.com's forums in relation to the show. I'd first like to state that my blog is currently at myspace.com, blog.myspace.com/Nerky, only because I can't find a better blog service. And somebody asked me why I think MySpace sucks. Well, I'd like to elaborate on that. I believe that MySpace is part of the totalitarian tiptoe to incorporate, control, and capitalize on the counterculture underground movements. MySpace is becoming the internet version of MTV, with all these fake emo bands being signed up with labels through MySpace. And any band that's been signed up with a label that is owned by News Corp is getting a hell of a lot of airtime and advertising at MySpace.com. There's also a lot of really strange censorship at MySpace.com, and some members are even disappearing. There was a member titled Brian who started several groups that spoke against News Corp and spoke against the censorship on MySpace, and his account keeps getting deleted. He keeps needing to create a new account every year or so because MySpace keeps deleting it because he criticizes MySpace. Well, so much for freedom of speech.
Have you ever wondered what's really happening? Why the news only seems to carry part of the story? One website helps you find these answers and more. AboveTopSecret.com, the leading online destination for the discussion of conspiracy theories, scandals, extreme science, and many more alternative topics. And now our members can easily create a podcast and add it to our stream. Have a quick listen to some samples.
I'm pretty arrogant. Most of you have probably noticed this. I can get quite excitable, and I believe most of that probably stems from the fact that I tend to drink too much.
UFOs were going to start appearing, and at one point in this thing, a spaceship...
Information warfare uses information as a weapon of war. A modern derivative of classic psychological warfare.
I am saying that there is a conspiracy to divide your thoughts, and you have at least two groups.
I don't sleep much, so I'll probably be making a lot of podcasts.
If the New World Order are indeed going to put their future headquarters there, then why?
Podcasting on Above Top Secret is as easy as uploading an MP3 file. You can find us on iTunes or podcast.abovetopsecret.com. Imagine hundreds of voices digging for answers, finding the truth, and telling the whole story. Join us and add your voice.
Problem. A small global elite wish to control the world. Reaction. Horror. Outrage. Disgust and anger. Solution. You get informed. You get ready for the totalitarian tiptoe with Nerky.
Welcome to the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show. I am your host, Nerky, with the Conspiracy Hour. Well, this week in the world, there has been a hell of a lot of stuff happening in relation to the Totalitarian Tiptoe and the inevitable encroachment on civil liberties and rights by the few that want to control the world. The first article relates to what David Icke has been talking about and warning about for donkey's years now, that America wants a war with China. This is a precursor to a global fascist dictatorship to stop America from attacking China. The article starts at edition.cnn.com, titled, United States Key Allies Review China Role. The opening paragraph for this article that was posted on Saturday the 18th of March is that Sydney, Australia, Reuters, foreign ministers from the United States, Japan and Australia have completed talks on Saturday aimed at bringing the three countries closer on issues such as China and how to tackle its growing military strength. US Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, in Australia for a three-day visit, has expressed concern that China will become a negative force unless the emerging superpower is more open about its military build-up. Well, this coming from a woman who is the Secretary of State of a nation that has the worst military record in history on having a hidden agenda and a hidden budget and shadow military that engages in completely dodgy actions, proclaiming that China needs to be more open about its military. Well, what the hell is going on here? David Icke has been warning about a supposed pre-planned war between America and the emerging superpower China. Well, you now know. America thinks China needs to be more open about its military policies and advertise its military strategies. Why the hell should they do that? Does America see China as a possible military threat? Well, in this article, it states it is theorized that Australians see Beijing, the capital of China, as a trade partner rather than a military threat. Yes, that would tend to be what a fair amount of Australians think. I know a lot of Australians, and most of the Australians that I talk to would think that China is not something to be attacked. It is something to be traded with because we have a hell of a lot of Chinese living here because it's one of our most powerful neighbours. Why would we want to be scared of our most powerful neighbour when we can just profit from them? Well, Australia, Japan, China, and America, also known as the United States of America, are all controlled by the same bloodlines of people, also known as the Illuminati secret societies. They are planning a war between the Western world and China over resources and over control of some of the smaller nations in between the two. Once China starts to begin to want more oil, they will have to compete with America and the rest of the Western world for oil production and resource purchasing. Once other countries start using the non-US dollar, also known as the euro, or other foreign currencies in order to buy and sell petrol and raw oil, America will start to become economically crippled, and some may even start to use a Chinese dollar system or a Eurasian currency, with China being one of the leaders. This may give China and Japan and Korea and other more powerful Asian nations some economic strength and independence from America's dollar. Unfortunately, both dollars will be controlled by the same people and owned by the same private bankers. America is going to do everything in its power to make sure that China does not uprise and does not pose a military threat to America, even though a kid with a stick standing in the middle of the street could be seen as a terrorist and a military threat to America. It's just a load of crap, and America wants to impose its will upon others. However, it's not actually America that's doing it. It's actually the international bankers and the Illuminati that want to make it seem that America is doing this. And they are not doing it on behalf of the American people, so much as on behalf of their fellow bankers and the global elite that want to control the rest of us. The reaction to a war between America and China will be that we will have to bring in a United Nations with stronger powers, and that the other nations will react to America imposing its will upon China, and we will have to bring in a United Nations that will squash America for doing what it tries to do to the rest of the world and impose their own dictators upon it. Unfortunately, the United Nations, with its new powers, would not be completely separate from the same people that control America and China, Japan, Australia, etc. It will still be controlled by the Illuminati. But nonetheless, this is something that David Icke has been speaking about for years. People have been ridiculing him. Well, now it's time to bend over for a fair shafting from the American media, because they're telling you exactly the same fucking things David Icke's been telling you. Who's laughing now? And isn't it funny that in a few months or a year over the course of the progression of a war between China and America, that people will be looking back and going, hey, maybe that Nurki guy wasn't as crazy as we really thought. Oh my God, maybe he was right. Oh no. Well, how about to stop doing that? You go out, get informed, find your own information, do your own research, and maybe you'll be awakened to the truth before the time is too late. Well, now, the next article that I've found in relation to the totalitarian tiptoe to play at the TT segment of this week's show for March the 18th, Saturday, 2006, is courtesy of msnbc.msn.com and is titled Bolton Compares Iran Threat to September 11 Attacks. The opening paragraph states that the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, John Bolton, Wednesday compared the threat from Iran's nuclear programs to the September 11th terrorist attacks on the United States. Before I go to the next paragraph, I would like to just make a precursor statement that, yes, it is exactly like the September 11 terrorist attacks on the United States, and that both are controlled by the Illuminati and the hidden governments of the world and the bankers to make the people believe that there is really a threat. Next paragraph in that article. Just like September 11, only with nuclear weapons this time, that's the threat. I think that is the threat, Bolton told ABC News Nightline. I think it's just facing reality. It's not a happy reality, but it's reality, and if you don't deal with it, it will become even more unpleasant. Reality? Who is he to speak about reality? He is a neocon who is deceiving the American people and the rest of the world into believing that he actually knows what he's talking about and that he has an interest for the rest of the world, not just for himself and his little neocon and Illuminati buddies. Any possible nuclear threat from Iran will have come from the imposed dictators that America would have helped put in there in the first place, or at least created the actions that would have led to the current leaderships of Iran that would want to pursue nuclear weapons if they even are in the first place. We have no actual tangible proof of this, or even believable proof. Who would believe the United Nations weapons inspectors when the UN is controlled by the Illuminati in the first place? Are we supposed to believe the propaganda and just know that Iran is going to nuke America? Oh my God, it's so scary. And that terrorists really attacked America. Well, why don't we just stop being ignorant, go out and find some research and independent research, or even go there ourselves and find out what the hell's going on, instead of just believing what MSNBC, CNN, and all these other sheep media sources try to force down our throats. The Illuminati and the few that want to control the world through a totalitarian tiptoe method of world domination is actually just part of a conspiracy to bring about a United Nations that quashes national sovereignty. In Iran having nationalized a weapon-grade uranium enriching program and America cracking the shits and reacting to it, the United Nations will come into, well, a United Nations with more power than the one that we see nowadays should come in, stop the problem happening, and the world will be at peace again. Unfortunately, in order for that to happen, the fascist global regime will need to set in place something that will need to be reacted to allow them to bring out the fascist United Nations that squashes national sovereignty. And this is where the supposed faked nuclear threat comes from. The same people control the United States military and government, and the same people control Iran and their governments. Also the rest of the Middle East and most of the rest of the world too, but that's a different story. They would need to make Iran seem as though it would need a nuclear weapons-grade uranium-enriching program, and America would need to be forced into reacting to it in so-called self-defense, when in fact they're not defending the American people so much as the American bankers' right to be able to rape the American people for money that doesn't exist. But that in itself is another show. The nuclear weapons threat that doesn't actually exist from Iran is part of a problem-reaction-solution formula to bring about a totalitarian regime that controls the rest of the world and squashes national sovereignty. If you cannot see this, go out, stop being ignorant, go find some information, go to davidicke.com, prisonplanet.com, hell, even google.com, and find some information about totalitarian regimes and how they weren't stopped when they came about, i.e. the Nazi state, Soviet Russia, etc. Nobody stopped them until it was too late. Well, it's our job to go out there and stop this from happening before it is too late. The next article that I've found for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of this show, The Conspiracy Hour, for March the 18th, 2006, comes courtesy of timesonline.co.uk, titled, RAF Doctor Refused a Third Tour of Duty in, quote, Illegal War. The opening paragraphs are, an RAF medical officer who refused to return to Iraq for a third tour, quote, honestly, believed that the British military campaign was illegal, a court-martial hearing was told yesterday. Flight Lieutenant Malcolm Kendall Smith, 37, who is facing five charges of failing to comply with a lawful order, decided that it was his duty to disobey the order, his lawyer said during a pre-trial hearing at Aldershot, Hampshire. Well, since the timesonline.co.uk is a subsidiary of the Times and the Sunday Times, it's pretty obvious that this is going to be Illuminati propaganda because they're owned by the same people that control the rest of the media in the world. You know it's going to be bollocks before you even read the article. The language used in this article would appear to be patronizing the doctor in his statements of it being an illegal war and that he, quote, honestly believed that the British military was engaging in an illegal war. This is part of the reaction part of the problem-reaction-solution formula to bring about a world government in reaction to public outcry against false and illegal wars in foreign nations. This is a very basic and easy thing to see. Nations start false wars, the rest of the world complains and reacts to it, and the solution comes in that the United Nations squashes national sovereignty and stops other nations from engaging in war. As anyone else who has listened to previous editions of this show would know. Now, the next article for this week's edition of the Totalitarian Tiptoe in the Conspiracy Hour for March 18th, 2006, comes courtesy of rawstory.com and is titled, Congressman Writes White House, Did President Knowingly Sign Law That Didn't Pass? It's in relation to something that happened recently where George Bush signed a bill that was different to the one that had passed through Parliament, or passed through Congress. And it relates to the illegal fascism of the Bush regime. But unfortunately, there's a problem-reaction-solution formula for everything that relates to the Totalitarian Tiptoe, so I'll go into that after reading a couple of paragraphs, or one paragraph, from this article. Now, Representative Harry Waxman, DCA, has alleged in a letter to White House Chief of Staff Andrew Card that President Bush signed a version of the Budget Reconciliation Act that, in effect, did not pass the House of Representatives. Further, Waxman says that there is reason to believe that the Speaker of the House called President Bush before he signed the law and alerted him that the version he was about to sign differed from the one that actually passed the House. If true, this would put the President in willful violation of the US Constitution. What, so you mean to state that he's not an illegal president in the first place? Do you think Bush really gives a flying fuck about the Constitution? I don't think Constitution is even in his vocabulary. His regime is illegal, and unfortunately the American people aren't doing shit all about it, and the rest of the world has no say in what happens in America, except for to boycott their products. And because most of their products are sourced from overseas anyway, we can't really boycott their products because they come from China and Vietnam in the first place. And that would be boycotting China, and we don't want to create conflict with China. Their economies are so intertwined. The difference in the two bills that President Bush failed to notice, or actually ignored, was that there are $2 billion less in federal spending for Medicaid and for Medicaid to hire out for free equipment to the elderly. And there's $2 billion less going into that. Well, do you think George Bush would give a flying shit about medical policy in America and healthcare policy in America? Look at what he did in relation to New Orleans. Do you think he really did much for those people after the attacks? after the natural disaster happened in New Orleans? Well, those people are still floating around, and half of them can't even get a decent proper housing unit because of the way that Bush has screwed up significantly. And FEMA is to blame for that one, and we can thank George Bush's regime for FEMA being a screw-up. But that's a whole different radio show. But the question I ask you is, would George Bush really care if he squashed the US Constitution if it meant that he could get more supposed security for his country when it's in fact not actually for his country and just for the bankers that control him? Manchurian Global would be happy to have someone like George Bush working for them. And it doesn't really matter what an illegal president does anyway, because he's an illegal dictator, he can do whatever the hell he wants. And if you don't like it, get up off your ass, do something about it, and make sure that the rest of the American people are informed about things like this. Instead of sitting there watching sports, smoking cigars, wearing Nike, drinking Coca-Cola Zero, and thinking that they're good contributing American citizens, inform them, tell them what the hell needs to be done, and get up and actually do something. Now, the next article for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of this show for March the 18th, on Saturday 2006, comes courtesy of thetruthseeker.co.uk, titled British Soldiers Disguised as Iraqis Try to Plant Bomb. The opening paragraphs state that British soldiers disguised as Iraqis try to plant bomb by Islamic Party headquarters in Al-Basra, in further apparent effort to spark sectarian civil war in Iraq. The Iraqi puppet police in the southern Iraqi city of Al-Basra arrested three British soldiers disguised as Iraqis who were trying to plant explosives near the headquarters of the collaborationist so-called Islamic Party of Iraq, a Sunni party that was formed after the US occupation on the basis of the Iraqi Muslim Brotherhood organization. The arrest took place on Thursday night, 9th of March 2006, according to the Al-Basra correspondent for Quds Press. Does this not prove to anybody else that there is a plan by the Western world to create problems in the Middle East and the rest of the world that will result in, American, British, and Australian coalition forces trying to destroy other smaller nations because of these fake conflicts that have been started by the Western world? Well, everybody thought I was crazy, and now there's things that can go out there and prove it. Well, go out, get informed, find some more information about this, and you'll find dozens of more examples where things like this have happened over the past couple of years in Iraq. I remember another few months ago, there were even more British soldiers that were arrested for supposedly trying to pass a truck full of bombs into an embassy. This is a recurring theme. Not only does it happen on a small scale like this, but the British military, MI6, would also be infiltrating some of the local Iraqi civilian organizations that are proclaiming independence and patriotism in reaction to America. They would be seeding some people into these groups to get them to start civil riots. All the wars in Iraq at the moment are being controlled by the Illuminati. They are not being controlled by individual, independent people that are working through patriotism. If they are, they are being led by people working for MI6 and Scotland Yard and for the Pentagon. And supposedly Canberra, if Canberra actually has anything to say about it. Which I doubt they do. Now, I've found a couple of websites and articles that don't exactly relate to the totalitarian tiptoe. However, they do relate to the genocidal destruction of some of the so-called lesser beings on planet Earth, also known as black Africans, and poor people in the Western world. The first website that I found relates to the creation of the AIDS virus by the Western world to help destroy the black world. It is boydgraves.com, BOYDGRAVES.com, and the website and all the other websites for this show that I've used in reference are going to be posted at blog.myspace.com/nerky, that's NRKY. And in Boyd Graves' website, he's been going on for the past 5 years in the United States' role in the creation of the AIDS virus, and how they may have used it and propagated it in order to destroy some of the third world nations in Africa, and how it may have even possibly been used to kill off the gay population in America before it started spreading to the supposed straight population. Eugenics is a disgusting habit, and America needs to stop doing so unless they want people to refer to them as Nazi America. It's plain and simple. The Nazis and the American government. The Nazis wanted to destroy the Jewish genomes because they believed that they were inferior and that the Aryan genome and the Aryan DNA sequences were more closely linked to the people that came from Atlantis and the people that seeded Atlantis, the aliens, and they believed that the Jews were the most furthest from them, other than the blacks, that they needed to be destroyed because of that. Well, now in America, we have the HIV virus being created a few decades ago in order to finish the job that the Nazi regime originally started in the 30s and late 20s. Now, the next article that I found really ticks me off. Recently in Australia, we had what's called the abortion pill passed through Parliament, and it is now being allowed to be distributed to mothers or future mothers that want to have an abortion. Instead of doing surgical abortion, they'll now be doing it using the abortion pill. Well, I found an article, courtesy of CNN.com, strangely enough, which really confuses me, because Donald Rumsfeld is a major gimp and a whore of the pharmaceutical cartel in America and the rest of the world. And he works with the same people that control the American media and the rest of the Western world's media. So why is CNN having an article titled, "Two More Women Die After Taking Abortion Pill?" Which is really strange, because you'd think that it would be working against their will. Or is this part of a problem-reaction-solution formula to squash the pharmaceutical cartel and the bringing in of FDA approval of pharmaceuticals into the American mainstream? Since the FDA is really a gimp of the pharmaceutical cartels and Donald Rumsfeld, neither of them are actually going to be of any use in the future, because all they're doing is engaging in genocide and eugenics, which is disgusting and is something you'd expect of the Nazi Party. Well, since there's not much difference between the American government and the Nazi Party, what else do you expect? Now, the opening paragraph from this website, the article at CNN.com, states that two more women have died after using the so-called abortion pill, RU-486, regulators said Friday in a warning that brought renewed calls for pulling the drug combination from the market. The organization that provided the drugs to the two women said it would start following the approved instructions for their use. This is no different from the bringing in of aspartame into the American and the rest of the Western world's food systems. They say that proper use won't be harmful. Well, exactly the same thing's happening here with RU486, the abortion pill. Proper use will not be fatal if you use it incorrectly and use it in conjunction with some antibiotics that are relating to a virus strain that some people might have that is very rare. You might possibly die from it. Well, if it's going to possibly kill people, why the hell would they even bring it in the first place? Are the pharmaceutical cartels controlling the FDA? Hell yeah. Are the pharmaceutical controls controlling the CDC? Hell yeah. Are the pharmaceutical controls, are the pharmaceutical cartels controlling the government? Hell yes. Go out, find information about RU486 and help oppose it and complain about it to your local member of parliament, especially if you're Australian, before it starts becoming mainstream and kills some of our citizens. Well, I think that just about wraps it up for the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of this show for the week. Next week, keep watching for even more crazy articles that prove to you that Nurki is not crazy and that it is everybody else that is crazy in ignoring the truth that is right in front of your eyes.
Dude, let's make a promo.
About what? That we're a talk show for geeks?
We talk about anime, too.
Well, that's true. We do news and reviews.
And gadgets and toys, too.
And guests! We have kick-ass guests!
We're not geek radio. We're a talk radio for geeks! Yeah!
OtakuGeneration.net. Catch us every Wednesday for news, reviews, and so much more for the otaku inside you.
Wait, did you say Greek radio? Geeks. That makes more sense.
Think you know what's going on in the world? Well, think again. Here's someone who's going to tell you different. It's the Conspiracy Hour with Nurki.
G'day again, I'm Nurki and I'm back with the Conspiracy Hour for March 18th, Saturday, 2006. I just finished the Totalitarian Tiptoe segment of the show for the week and hit the half point of the show. So now it's time for the Strange Phenomena, Alien UFOs and Tech Talk segment of the show. This week, I'll start off by talking to you some more information about the RFID tags and how they can possibly be hacked. In a previous edition of the show, I spoke about how someone using a Proxmarkey device, or Proxmark 2 device, was able to clone an RFID tag known as the VeriChip, which can be used to store medical data and can also be used to gain access to a secure location that you've secured using the VeriChip system. How that person was able to clone the VeriChip and was able to make an exact replica of an existing VeriChip, making all security functions of the VeriChip null and void. And now I've found an article at news.bbc.co.uk titled Viruses Leap to Smart Radio Tags. Computer viruses could be about to take a giant leap and start spreading via smart barcodes, warn experts. Security researchers have infected a radio frequency ID tag with a computer virus to show how the technology is vulnerable to malicious hackers. The researchers warn that RFID tags could help mount many different types of attacks on computer systems. Well, this is the sound of me twiddling my thumbs in preparation for laughing. Any idiot that decides he wants to secure stuff with an RFID tag can now bend over for right shafting from the hackers of the world. Bravo, good work guys. I support you and it's good to see that the hackers are actually getting something done for once instead of worrying about cracking video games. Should actually be out there doing something for once. I'm not supporting hackers, not at all. Since RFID tags that have smart chips in them can be reprogrammed and cloned, is it not entirely possible that someone could make a virus and upload it to the RFID tags, and when those things are scanned by another virus-free scanner, that scanner itself will be infected by the virus and will spread it to other RFID tags without even knowing about it. And eventually, once the virus hits an insecure system, it could do whatever the hell it wants and normally does what viruses do and completely screw up a computer system and spread to the rest of the internet. Well, I'm not saying that we should go around creating viruses that destroy systems and, you know, totally screw up computer networks, but it's rather funny to see that it's being used in an application that can screw up with the VeriChip system. And unfortunately, this is exactly what happens in the anime known as Ghost in the Shell, in the series titled Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex. Since we're in a cyborgian world where people are controlled by microchipped brains, once people can gain access to the internet through those brains, they're putting vulnerabilities, and no matter how many firewalls they put up inside their brains and the microchips in their brains, people will still be able to hack it and control it remotely, or even just screw it up using viruses. Well, if the very chip comes into play and has an upgrade, which secretly allows people to be controlled by a global satellite and grid network dish that can mind control the entire population, is it not entirely possible that someone could just write a virus and screw up the whole system? Whether intentionally or unintentionally, they could possibly destroy the human race just by writing the wrong virus, but if somebody is able to write the right virus and writes a virus that screws with the system so much that people are actually going to be able to gain access to their higher cognitive functions because of the virus, then I will gladly help support and write the damn thing. But I do not want to have to see the very chip come into that level of strength that it is able to control people. That is exactly what I don't want to see happen in the world. However, if it does, I will be dedicating my life to writing viruses that fuck with the very chip and destroy its control on the human species and allow us to gain access to higher cognitive functions. I will write programs that make the very chip even stronger in making people smarter, and we will see beyond the facade of this bullshit matrix existence, and the very chip will actually be used to set us free. Unfortunately, I will probably be stopped by then, so if somebody else listens to this podcast and spreads the idea, maybe someone else will get the idea that some viruses and malicious, so-called malicious programs can have some beneficial and non-malevolent uses. Oh my god, he's an evil hacker. Those hackers destroy computer systems, get into vulnerable networks, and screw up with computer networks. Yeah, well, you're the idiot who keeps bringing in computer systems that aren't secure. Hack the planet! Hack the planet! Well, hacking can have its good uses. And on that note, I would like to have a quote from the best hacker in existence, The Mentor, written on January 8th, 1986, titled The Hacker's Manifesto. Another one got caught today. It's all over the papers. Teenager arrested in computer crime scandal. Hacker arrested after bank tampering. Damn kids, they're all alike. But did you, in your three-piece psychology and 1950s technobrain, ever take a look behind the eyes of the hacker? Did you ever wonder what made him tick, what forces shaped him, what may have molded him? I am a hacker into my world. Mine is a world that begins with school. I'm smarter than most of the other kids. This crap they teach us bores me. Damn underachiever, they're all alike. I'm in junior high or high school. I've listened to teachers explain for the 15th time how to reduce a fraction. I understand it. No, Miss Smith, I didn't show my work. I did it in my head. Damn kid probably copied it. They're all alike. I made a discovery today. I found a computer. Wait a second. This is cool. It does what I want it to. If it makes a mistake, it's because I screwed it up. Not because it doesn't like me, or feels threatened by me, or thinks I'm a smartass, or doesn't like teaching and shouldn't be here. Damn kid, all he does is play games. They're all alike. And then it happened. A door opened to a world. Rushing through the phone line like heroin through an addict's veins, an electronic pulse is sent out. A refuge from the day-to-day incompetencies is sought. A board is found. This is it. This is where I belong. I know everyone here, even if I've never met them, never talked to them, may never hear from them again, I know you all. Damn kid, tying up the phone line again, they're all alike. You bet your ass we're all alike. We've been spoon-fed baby food at school when we hungered for steak. The bits of meat that you did let slip through were pre-chewed and tasteless. We've been dominated by sadists, or ignored by the apathetic. The few that had something to teach us, found us willing pupils, but those few are like drops of water in the desert. This is our world now, the world of the electron and the switch, the beauty of the board. We make use of a service already existing without paying for what could be dirt cheap if it wasn't run by profiteering gluttons, and you call us criminals. We explore, and you call us criminals. We seek after knowledge, and you call us criminals. We exist without skin color, without nationality, without religious bias, and you call us criminals. You build atomic bombs, you wage wars, you murder, cheat, and lie to us, and try to make us believe it's for our own good, yet we're the criminals. Yes, I am a criminal. My crime is that of curiosity. My crime is that of judging people by what they say and think, not what they look like. My crime is that of outsmarting you, something that you will never forgive me for. I am a hacker, and this is my manifesto. You may stop this individual, but you can't stop us all. After all, we're all alike. The mentor. Well, the hackers have been here for a while. Unfortunately for the rest of you, the hackers are smarter, and we can completely outsmart anybody at anything. No matter what technology the Illuminati brings out, the hackers and the open-minded people of the world will always find a way to screw with the system. No matter what the system, we can find a way to screw with it. Even if you try to overtake our counterculture movements, like the emo movement, the hippie movement, the goth movement, all controlled by the Illuminati, we will find a way to rebel and to hack whatever you try to use to oppress us. The hackers control the world. No matter what the Illuminati try to do, we will still own the living shit out of them. Now, moving away from tech talk and back into strange phenomena, aliens and UFOs, is the Raelian movement. About a year or so ago in Australia, I saw on the news that one of the news presenters had interviewed the man calling himself Rael, who is the leader of the Raelian movement, in relation to the first supposed female human clone, and that the Raelians proclaim that they bring a message from an alien god who is going to... whose message is supposed to set us free into a new higher state of being and consciousness, and that one of the forms that they use is sexual meditation. Well, like all cults that we have seen throughout the past modern history, like past couple of hundred years, the Raelians are controlled by the Illuminati. These so-called sexual meditation techniques that they use involve sitting in the middle of a room naked, staring at yourself in the mirror, surrounded by other people of the Raelian movement. This is supposed to give you self-confidence and support. Unfortunately, this is not that much different from some of the old-school pagan rituals, where a naked person would be put onto an altar and everybody would stand around naked and chant to their gods, and eventually that person would be sacrificed. Sometimes they would even be able to see their own heart, the heart representing the heart chakra and the energy force that keeps them into this world and links them to the next. Staring at yourself in the mirror is exactly the same as being shown your own heart chakra. It is very symbolistic of some of the paganistic rituals that used to go around thousands of years ago and actually still happen today, but nobody knows about it. And I can foresee that in the future, the Raelians will be proclaiming that clones should have equal rights as humans. Well, I think they may have been watching too much science fiction. However, I believe that science fiction is a precursor to futuristic technologies and futuristic ideals that haven't come about yet. And that the Illuminati control, even remotely without knowing about it, some of the authors that write science fiction and popular science fiction, such as Isaac Asimov, Arthur C. Clarke, etc. Don't trust the cults, don't believe the Raelians, they're probably going to try and sue me, which is exactly what you'd expect of a cult, not unlike the Scientologists, to do, because they think that they can work within the system and gain a religion status for being a false cult that is actually a blood-worshipping group controlled by the Illuminati, and that they're going to try and work within the system to gain recognition as a proper religion, when in fact they're just a cult, and that Rael is just a person led by a spiritual godhead, and would not actually be the true alien god, as he proclaims to be. He would just be someone being led by an invisible spiritual force, or even, on a more realistic scale, someone being led by his own delusions, to make other people believe him, support him, and give him money. Which is what most of this comes down to. Money gives you control, and there are other ways to obtain control, if not by using money. You can gain people's will through complacency and conformity, but money is the most realistic and the easiest way of gaining power in the world. And that brings me to Scientology. The Scientologists require money for people for them to enter the church. The Raelians don't, however, they still sell their products, and you would notice that Rail isn't exactly poor. Well, I don't really like talking about religious cults because they shit me, so I'm going to move on to the AboveTopSecret.com's Podspace events for this week.
Ohayo, Igirisu.
Natsuko and Peter here from JapanesePod101.com, a Japanese language podcast that brings you
Japan on Demand.
Learn Japanese about Japan
and about Japanese culture
with free daily 10 to 15 minute lessons direct from
Tokyo,
also known as Tokyo. Get your daily dose of Japanese and Japan at JapanesePod101.com.
よろしくお願いします。
Listeners are respectfully reminded to leave their misconceptions, beliefs, and brainwashing at the door. It's the Conspiracy Hour with Master Nerky.
G'day again, this is Nerky with the Conspiracy Hour, podcasted at AboveTopSecret.com and broadcasted at nettalkradio.co.uk, 8 to 9pm Saturdays GMT. Don't miss it. Now it's time for a quick overview of what's happened in the show this week. I started off by talking about the show and who I am, and also stating that the show is being podcasted at AboveTopSecret.com. And I needed to confirm that the title of Benevolent Heretics' song that I played at the end of last week's show is titled Final Moments, which is a tribute to her mother who recently passed away. I plugged my blog at blog.myspace.com/Nerky, N-R-K-Y, and elaborated a little on why I think MySpace sucks, and how it's turning into an internet version of MTV, and that it's also part of the totalitarian tiptoe to incorporate, control, and capitalize on the counterculture underground movements. I then played the Above Top Secret podcasting promo for the first time in the show, and a friend of mine made an introduction for the totalitarian tiptoe segment of the show, which I then started off with an article relating to a possible future war with China started by the United States government that David Icke has been talking about for years now. Next article was relating to a statement made by John Bolton, the UN ambassador for America, comparing the Iran threat to the September 11 attacks, and I said that yes, they are exactly the same and that they're both fake and controlled by the Illuminati. The next article was in relation to a Royal Air Force of Britain doctor refusing a third tour of duty in an illegal war, and how timesonline.co.uk was patronizing him by using the language that they used in the article. The next article was in relation to a US congressman writing to the White House, did President knowingly sign law that didn't pass? And since George Bush is an illegal president anyway, it doesn't really matter if he passes laws that don't pass through Congress, because he can do whatever the hell he wants because he's breaking the law in the first place. When someone's running away from the government, do you think they ever bother to stop and worry about which laws they're breaking? No, they just keep doing it. Next article came from truthseeker.co.uk and was titled British Soldiers Disguised as Iraqis Try to Plant Bomb. How some British soldiers disguised themselves as Iraqis were trying to plant a bomb in an Islamic party and start more civil war in Iraq, which is exactly what they've been doing for the past few years in the first place. And then I went quickly over Boyd Graves' website in relation to how the United States may have a role in the creation of AIDS and the genocide of the African people. Next article came courtesy of CNN.com, proving that the pharmaceutical cartels do control the FDA and the governments of the world in that two more women died after taking the abortion pill, which is just great because the Australian government recently approved its use here. And then I played the Otaku Generation promo and started the Strange Phenomena and Tech Talk segment of the show. The first thing I spoke about was how the RFID tags can now have viruses put into them, making all RFID security completely useless. And then I quoted the Hacker's Manifesto by The Mentor that was written in the 80s and said that hackers rule the world and that the rest of you can bugger off because you're nowhere near as smart as the hackers, and no matter how much the Illuminati and their sheep try to oppress the world, the hackers will always be able to rebel against it because we are the smartest people in the world. And then I played the JapanesePod101.com promo and an introduction for the show by that guy that made the introduction before. I'm not going to say his name until he actually wants me to. And then I started the summary. And now it's time for me to plug tinwiki.org. 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 Tinwiki. Broken record. Tinwiki.org is the Wikipedia project designed to bring about awareness and information about conspiracy theories, aliens, UFOs, and strange phenomena that lives in the form of a Wikipedia. It is a collaborative effort by the members of AboveTopSecret.com to bring about awareness of topics that usually encourage people to wear tinfoil hats. That website is www.tinwiki.org, brought to you by AboveTopSecret.com, 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 AboveTopSecret...
I talk about the world being controlled by a few people, a few interbreeding families going back to the ancient world that are behind all this vast change in the Orwellian society that's...
turned into this. Are you saying the president would have been hit by three bullets instead of two if Connolly had not have turned into that shot? And Hoover, J. Edgar Hoover, says that's exactly correct, Mr. President.
This path of looking down it and finding, hey, there's a little bit more here than just accepting whatever the spin is on the news station you're watching.
And I guess I should just focus more on the whole political correctness and what's behind it issue.
I freaked out because I thought it was,
yes, it was fine. The board. Have we, in effect, created our own worst enemy? That is... a troll that thinks.
Only one website delivers more than 1,000 podcasts from dozens of conspiracy theorists. AboveTopSecret.com.
Your iPod will need a tinfoil case.
Relentless, I just listened to your podcast. And just a couple things I want to share as I was listening to you. These thoughts came into my head.
It gets better.
Every day at AboveTopSecret.com, we have people come on and they make preposterous things sometimes.
Now, with keeping with the flavor of the love of tinwiki.org, 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 Magic, a guy on AboveTopSecret.com, did a pod space in reaction to mine and Mr. Whoopi's podcasts about tinwiki.org. Tinwiki.org, tinwiki.org, tinwiki.org. So here's that one for this week.
Infinite Global Consciousness. This is Magic, that's M-A-J-I-C, coming at you via the AboveTopSecret.com. Member Podcast Network on the Conspiracy Feed. And the topic of the pod thread is TinWiki, your new conspiracy companion. And hey, shout out to Nurky. I like that infinite global consciousness thing. It's quite cool. And actually, your thing about the infinite global consciousness and what that is pretty cool, too. So, so Mr. Whoopi, TinWiki, you're user number 14. Well, I'm user number 13. Newbie! Newbie! Yeah, newbie! So, so welcome to my world. Yeah, I haven't put an article up myself, so what the hell. But, thing to bear in mind about TinWiki is this is just being launched, and, I hang out over at Wikipedia now and then. That place, I love Wikipedia. That is totally cool. It's confusing. The whole wiki thing and wiki code and all that can be really confusing at first. But once you figure it out, it's actually really simple and very powerful. It's a shorthand kind of, wiki code is a shorthand kind of language that really makes it easy to build these kind of collaborative works like Wikipedia. And, when you think about the limitations of the forum format that ATS depends on, with threads and topical threads and the way things get kind of, get a little crazy and stuff like that, having something like TinWiki as a place to coalesce information topically that is not geared around a discussion format but geared more around an article, a single article or essay type format, is really just a wonderful thing. People have been asking for something like this for quite a while. This has been coming up in board questions and business a lot, and well, now we have 10 wiki. And yeah, the whole notion behind a wiki, by the way, what's a wiki, right? Wiki is Hawaiian for fast, and it's often used, the term is often used as wiki, meaning fast, fast, really fast. And the whole notion behind a wiki is that it's a pretty simple framework for people to be able to collaboratively write stuff and edit it. And the whole concept behind a wiki is that anybody who wants to can get in there and put in what they want and can change what they want. Now, in practice, and you see this on Wikipedia, when people abuse this, and people do, they vandalize pages, there's things that are called edit wars, and there's a whole culture, you know, built around wikis that is, you know, similar in many ways to the culture that has built around discussion forums, you know, based on the bulletin board format like Above Top Secret. So, you know, you see the same kind of issues, and they get dealt with in similar ways. And, of course, William Wonsack has the editorial helm for 10Wiki, and that's one of the things that he and you know, some of the other individuals who are going to be, like, top-level editors are going to have to contend with is how to deal with that kind of stuff on 10wiki.org. But, hey, I'm confident that it's in good hands. And, you know, there's issues, of course, obviously, with things like article quality or, in this case, article quantity. You know, 10Wiki is still very new, and there's a lot of stuff that 10Wiki doesn't cover yet. But that just takes time, you know. I recommend being patient about it. If there's something that you really are interested in, you might want to take it and put – and by the way, there's no law that says you can't take an article you've already posted on ATS that you wrote and put it on 10Wiki. In fact, you know, I'm probably going to do that myself. There's some stuff that I've done some articles on. I might polish those up a little bit and post them on 10Wiki and then put a link back to where I posted on ATS. And that, you know, and thing to bear in mind, these broken links, and Nurki, you know, went through it, and there's all kinds of good, Nurki's got a lot of good ideas about how to, you know, straighten out the wiki. And, you know, nothing wrong with those, but all wikis are casual by design, and standards for wikis tend to evolve over time through consensus, and just through use. You know, they're sort of like a, it's sort of a democratic process in a way. And you see this, if you go over to Wikipedia, there's a whole infrastructure now that has evolved and, you know, a culture, house style, and things like that, that have evolved on Wikipedia that, reflect the way Wikipedia is run and what their standards are and what you put on Wikipedia and what you don't. And, when 10Wiki first started up, one of the things I was concerned about was, well, what distinguishes 10Wiki from Wikipedia? And there's actually, I think, going to be quite a few things that are going to be different about 10Wiki, what 10Wiki covers and how it covers it versus Wikipedia. Like, you know, Wikipedia, a pretty big deal about this is that Wikipedia does not encourage or even allow original research in articles. In other words, when you create a Wikipedia article, it's supposed to be based on information that's available from other sources. And you, as the person writing the Wikipedia article, is simply bringing this together and explaining it from a neutral point of view. And that other, and neutral point of view is a big thing on Wikipedia too. I'm not sure that 10Wiki is going to necessarily require neutral points of view or require, you know, that, it, you know, exclude original research. So we'll see how that goes, and I think that'll evolve over time. You know, and the thing about links to nowhere, you know, things to article, those are actually good. In a wiki, in the wiki world, when you, put references to other articles that should, don't exist yet in the wiki, you're actually building demand. You know, you get enough of those, because you can actually go through and look and see, okay, well, how many of these things, how many links have there been to articles that don't exist? And you can look around for that kind of stuff and actually use that to decide what high priority articles would be. Like, for example, if 10 different articles link to reptiloids and there's no article for reptiloids, well, hey, there's 10 articles that refer to them. Maybe that would be a good thing to have as an article for reptiloids. So you see that on Wikipedia, and we'll undoubtedly see that on 10Wiki. I think the most important thing about 10Wiki and the whole Wikipedia format is to remember that it's casual. You know, people will contribute as they see fit and as the mood hits them, or not. And also, you know, articles may start off that don't have a lot of information in them, but other people will come along and add to it. You know, let's see how it goes. So anyway, that's some of my thoughts on 10Wiki, and I imagine I'll put some articles up myself. And actually, my thing is I tend to edit other articles, and, you know, I haven't even done a lot of that on Wikipedia, but, you know, I'll see an article and say, oh, you know, it'd be nice if there was this, or I'll correct spelling, you know, like, Nurki mentioned spelling and stuff like that. You know, other people can come along and fix it, and you don't even necessarily need people to go through and do it, you know, formally. They can just do it as they see it, and that's pretty much the wiki philosophy. So let's see how it goes with 10Wiki. Anyway, this has been Magic, M-A-J-I-C, at AboveTopSecret.com. Until next time, be well and keep your tinfoil dry.
Well, I guess that brings this week's show for March the 18th, 2006, Saturday, 8 to 9pm GMT, to a close. I'm your host, Nurki, the token crazy Australian, with The Conspiracy Hour, being podcasted at AboveTopSecret.com and broadcasted at NetTalkRadio.co.uk.
Infinite Drone Consciousness.